is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Saturday episode of the video game Bang, Sacramento's number one geek and gaming podcast, powered by Energy Esports, Fast GG, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, and Gamersubs GG. Get your bump with code BGB at checkout. You get 10% off. We have an excellent show for you guys tonight. Corey is still not here, so I am the host. Last week, I said he was doing a diversity meeting at the White House, which I think you guys knew was a lie. What he's actually doing, it's something with Overwatch. And he's
That's
there.
Shocking.
Yeah. I know. Big surprise.
I'm sorry. Wait, what?
So he's, I know. Shocking that he's doing something with Overwatch. So he's doing something with Overwatch. And I had heard a rumor that they went to the White House and they played with somebody from the administration. And the guys got really annoyed because
Did they get trumped?
No, they mained a May and they just kept putting walls up everywhere. It was really
like
frustrating.
Lying to my face right now.
Yeah.
Emma's on the show, everybody.
I will never lie to you. I want you all to know this.
That was a lie right there.
I love all of you.
Coming from a land far, far away, the Doom is back.
Going the on, Doom Abby? Is back. Hey guys, how you doing? I am glad to be back. Is, with all of you.
Is that bubblegum that's in your Mickey ears?
No. Mm, really? Seriously? Seriously? No.
What,
this
what is it?
Up. It's from Up. It's from the movie Up.
Pixar, oh, they're balloons.
The balloons.
So these are the little balloons, and then this is a little grape. The grape. So
I've never seen the movie
badge,
Up. I've never seen the movie Up.
So and then these are the clouds.
That looks like you know, clouds. Those look like clouds. That was the one thing I knew about
I
that.
I definitely understood that those were balloons. Yes.
Curtis is not wearing Mickey ears, but he's here, everybody.
I'm still confused. It looks cute, whatever it is. It almost looks like bubble gum. But I know the podcast listeners can't see the bubble gum that is on top of Ivy Doom Kitty's head, but it is bubble gum. We're settling it. That's it.
Ivy, you're getting really upset about us not knowing that they're balloons. Is this a common misconception that you're facing when you wear those?
No, it's not actually, but Up is very
really dumb
to me. Up is very, 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 very special to me because that is a future that I want that I will probably never have.
Minus the dying part?
Yeah, the whole dying
minus,
being
minus
alone,
the
your
miscarriage
house.
And the dying,
yeah.
Preferably.
Yeah, all
having,
the happy
having a love like that.
Oh, yes.
Fair enough.
Relationship goals for sure. Absolutely.
I'm a hopeless romantic, and that life is goals, and I honestly don't believe that is destined for me. So, way to bring it down. Sorry. All right. Anyhow.
First 5 minutes of that movie is hopeless romance.
Balloons are awesome.
It's true.
Curtis, have you seen Up?
I have not seen Up, and that's why I am a hopeful romantic.
Oh,
I
hey,
hope
there you go.
That there is that type of romantic.
The first 5 minutes of that movie will emotionally destroy you. You should watch it. It's
10 minutes. Okay. 10 minutes. Actually, 10 minutes.
10 minutes, 39 seconds. I know it by heart.
I saw it once, and I couldn't watch it again.
I've never seen it because I know it's sad, and I just don't watch sad movies because why would I watch a sad movie? I
so
watch
what
movies
you're saying is we need a movie
to
night.
Escape.
Oh,
yeah, we can
BGB
have a movie
night.
We should all watch it at the same time and stream us watching it live.
Yeah, I'm going to bring an onion dish.
Onion dish?
I'm serious. Yeah.
That
no,
way,
legit.
That way,
we should
if something
it.
Happens, I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's
the onions.
Oh,
I think
that's
what they're already cooked.
You will cry.
No, it's
like
raw
BGB
onions.
Movie
raw
night.
Onions.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, let's do it. It's what's that site? That,
yeah, rabbit. Like it's rabbit. Like a reaction. Like a reaction movie night.
A reaction.
VGB.
How old's Up?
It's got to be going on like
10 years. I think it's its 10-year anniversary.
No,
was this
eight
year.
To 10 years.
So we're going to do a reaction stream about a 10-year-old movie.
And then we can follow that up with a Notebook.
Ooh, have not and don't want to see that movie.
Wow.
Boom.
I'm down for Ryan Gosling.
I don't need to see Ryan Gosling stalk a woman for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have the same feeling.
Oh.
I don't see the point in it.
We don't need to get into this. We don't need to get into this.
All right. So, back to the show.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about some video games, I promise. I swear to God, that is what you're here for, and that is what is going on.
Curtis, do you want to drop that What You Playing track?
Oh, yes.
Oh! I'm not going to try. Like, we knew it was coming.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you did kind of... You know,
let's give Corey his moment.
It's as obvious as Corey fumbling around.
I like that we also talked over
with
it.
With a different, yeah.
That was good.
If
moment.
Corey was here, he'd replay it. So everybody
but
can be quiet.
Corey's
but he's
not here.
Not
so
here.
Not
here.
Do that.
Nope.
He's playing Overwatch with Trump. So Ivy, what you playing?
And he is not here to defend himself against that.
Dang. Where's the bomb?
Oh, man. Make like a special tangerine skin for that?
Jeez. Yikes. Hey. Thanks for the sub, Sheldon DBA Gamer. Ivy, what are you playing?
What am I playing? I am playing a hell of a lot of Pokemon Go lately. I am raiding. I am winning. I am owning. I'm going to be playing some Overwatch tonight with one of my fans also, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Have you played?
But yeah, lots of Pokemon Go. I've been getting a lot of like those really cool like exclusive Pokemons. And when I was in London, I picked up a crap ton of Mr. Mimes because they're region specific.
Oh, that's right. Oh, hey, yeah. You know what? You and I can be friends, so you can trade me some of those.
Oh, now you want to be my friend? Now you want to be my friend?
I've always wanted to be your friend, Ivy.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that I mention I have a Mr. Mime.
Well, to be fair, you did say a crap ton of Mr. Mimes.
I do have a crap ton of Mr. Mimes.
Emma,
and I'm going back.
You just started playing Pokemon Go again.
I did. I mentioned that I installed it a couple weeks ago, and I haven't touched it in, like, a year and a half.
Yeah.
But I was actually at a baby shower today, and, like, a group of the shower, like, took off to go find a raid. And I was like, should we do this? And then I realized the father was there, so I was like, oh, we're cool. We're fine. He was the one leading it.
That's awesome.
I was like, oh, if he's gone, it's fine. So I did a raid, opened Pokemon Go for the first time in, like, almost 2 years.
Wow.
Dang.
So, super different, right?
It is. It was like giving me like the fucking tutorial phase. I was like, what is this shit?
That's how long it's been since you played.
It is.
Yeah. Ivy, have you done any of the Overwatch event yet?
Oh my god, I haven't! Oh, holy crap! I just realized that. When does it end?
I thought it ended today.
No!
I don't know. I know. I don't think it
ends. He's so full of shit, but that was a good moment.
No.
Dude!
I think it ends it ends somewhat soon, but not
okay,
today.
Sheldon says the 30th. Okay, so my life is over. That's all until the 30th. I'm going to grow into my couch because I need all skins.
Ivy, that's what you said last on Wednesday when we talked about this. You're like, all right, my life is over.
And
I'm not going to see anybody until... And then here we are with the same reaction.
I have to get my skins. I actually tweet to Overwatch when I don't get all my skins. I get angry.
I do tweet to them.
I do tweet to them. I'm like, why do you guys give me so much cannon fodder of like this spray or that crap spray? Give me skins.
Jeez. You and half a million other people.
I get so mad.
Emma, besides Pokemon Go, what you been playing?
I still have been doing a lot of We Happy Few. We talked last week about like all the bugs and shit.
But right.
Despite the bugs, I'm still playing it, which is my like indication of how good this game is going to be once it's not full of bugs.
I guess that is true. That's a good way of looking at it.
Because I still have many hour sessions in it. So I've been playing a lot of We Happy Few. I'll jump on Overwatch at some point to try and get... All I care about is the D.Va skin.
The Wave Runner skin?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like the Zenny skin. I might try and get that one, but...
I saw somebody tweet out a warning... the D.Va Wave Runner skin does not make you float in water.
Oh, no, I saw that. I want to know if it says surf this.
Oh.
I have. I doubt it does, but if it doesn't.
If it doesn't, it's a missed opportunity.
I will be very upset. I saw that on Twitter. I can't take credit for that.
We have a news story coming up. I'm laughing because you said you're going to be very upset. We have a news story coming up that we're not going to get into now, but you and I here are both very upset about.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. Curtis, what you playing?
Man, still a lot of Smash, man, because I watched the Nintendo Direct again.
Okay.
Just kind of, you know, just again going over like some of the new characters that were coming out and stuff, and really just trying to get as much like as watch as much of the game as I can. So I've been playing more Smash, and then I played a little bit of Street Fighter 4. I just kind of got into like a Street Fighter phase, and mm-hmm. I've been playing Gokki, not because I know the tier list for Street Fighter 4, but simply because that's who trained Ryu and Ken, and that's good enough for me. So.
And Webb, what have you been playing?
Let's get into this.
Yeah, oh boy.
There's some strong feelings coming up.
What you playing?
Wow.
I picked up World of Warcraft.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's this new game that came out 12 years ago. And, here's some backstory.
Wow.
So I've tried it a couple of times with the intent, like, I went into it with the mindset of this game is dumb. I'm playing it to see how dumb it is. Yeah, it's dumb. I'm not going to play it anymore. This time I went into it with like, okay, there are so many people that play this game. It's an iconic game in the gaming industry. And I'm seeing on Twitter so many people who are either going back to it or starting it for the first time because of this Battle for Azeroth expansion, that I went into it with an open mind, and I actually ended up playing it for about 5 hours yesterday. Snap. Yeah.
Those are rookie numbers. You gotta get those numbers up.
Whoa. Yeah, I know. They're not Minecraft. They're not 15 Minecraft hours.
17, excuse me.
17. I'm so sorry.
It's like the castle run.
I did go through... I made one character on a server, and I was getting really frustrated. And then I played Leroy Jenkins.
Sorry,
Leroy. And then Squiggles jumped on, and I switched to his server, which is Kill. It's the server's name is Kill Jaden. Mm-hmm. I don't know who Jaden is and why they want to kill him.
Smith.
Maybe. There's
that's come from information.
There's a lot of people on the server. I went Horde because 99% of the people that responded to me on Twitter when I tweeted that I was thinking about joining WoW said that do Horde, so that's where everybody is. Okay. And then Squiggles took me to like he's like, no, this is like rookie league. It's like where you start out. He's like, here, follow me. He took me to like the actual spot that once you're done in the training area and you actually have the game and you play the game where you actually go and mm-hmm. do missions and stuff. Mm-hmm. So then we ran some quests there. I actually had fun doing it. I played, so the first character I made was a mage, as a dark elf mage. Mm-hmm. And then, blood elf. And then I was getting really frustrated. So when I switched servers, I had to make a new character, and the new character I made, which was a blood elf hunter.
Okay.
And the hunter, I was just wrecking people with the mage. So both are range characters, and like the mage, I was like, I would have to like shoot some spells, back up, shoot some spells, back up. With the hunter, like I was dropping people before they even got close to me. And then Squiggles joined my game, mm-hmm. and he's like, I don't know, what's the highest level in WoW? I think it's 120. He's like 500. So we're walking through like this low level area, and I just see him, he's ahead of me, and he just constantly has his arm raised, mm-hmm. and enemies are just dropping. I'm walking in a stream of bodies following Squiggles because they're such low level and he's such a high level that it just like decimated.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I think I'm gonna pick up Battle for Azeroth and jump on this WoW fad.
Yeah, it sounds like
so
you had a good time.
So even knowing what Sylvanas has done, you still went Horde.
I don't know who Sylvanas. Okay, so that's the other thing. I don't know the lore. I don't know who the Sylvanas character is. Is she the Banshee chick?
I've never touched WoW a day in my life, and even I know what just went down.
Is she the Banshee?
I don't know what she is. I think so. That sounds right. She's like the leader of the undead faction of the Horde, I think.
So is she the one in the commercial?
You shouldn't ask me anything because I have no fucking clue. She's like the purple one with the eyebrows, I think. I don't know. I don't play WoW.
I'm purple with eyebrows, so.
I don't play WoW.
Okay, so it might be her. She is the Banshee. Okay, so see, she burned the World Tree. That sounds bad. I don't know what the World Tree
it's
is.
It's real bad.
Is that like the tree? Is that like the tree at Disney World?
Is it really?
In the Animal Kingdom?
We'll let you get there.
Okay. Yeah. Let me get there.
And then you can look upon what you've chosen.
So I went Horde strictly because that's everybody I've talked to, that's where they are. Except for Steven. Steven is Alliance, apparently.
I don't even
see
play.
I'm lost on everything you guys are saying because I've never played.
I've never played WoW. Yeah.
I've been told by my friends to not, because I've been curious. I've genuinely been curious, and you sound like you're having a lot of fun with it. But everyone tells me, stay away from WoW. Don't touch it because you have an addictive personality and you will just go into the sinkhole and never come back, and we will never see you again. So I'd stay away from it for that single reason.
Judging by your reaction to Overwatch, I would have to concur with that statement.
Really?
Wholeheartedly. I think, I don't know. I mean, you get addicted to the Overwatch when there's events and stuff. So it might be possible.
Oh, yeah.
But you also, I don't know, you might have fun with it. I'm going into it saying I'm going to beat the odds, and I'm not going to be one of the ones that gets time sucked into it.
I want to be a bad guy, though.
See, I knew you would. You and I could be horde together, and we can wreck people. Me, you, and
Let's
Squiggles.
Let's conquer the earth. Let's destroy everything and leave nothing but ash and flame.
That's Sylvanas.
I don't even play WoW, but my favorite, like, I understand about maybe 1.3% of what I see about WoW, just like on the internet. But my favorite thing since Battle for Azeroth came out has been watching people that are like big on the Horde and really love Sylvanas have to try and justify this act of terror she's committed so they don't have to like hate their favorite thing in the game. And they're like, well, I mean, if you think about it, it's... And they're just fucking struggling. And I'm like, this is great.
So, okay. So here's hot take, all right? From my five hours of WoW. I feel like... I don't know what the World Tree is, but I feel like if the leader of the bad faction... Like, why are we surprised that the leader of the bad faction did something so horrible?
That's the other, like, 98.7% that I don't understand about WoW.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's where I'm not understanding. Maybe I'm going to figure it out and be like, holy crap, and I'm going to have, like, my blood elf is going to have, like, a realization and, like, take a look at the life choices that he's made and try to convert to Alliance. I don't know.
Can you do that?
No, you can't. You have to make a whole new character. You can't even change classes because... So that was another thing. So I'm
so once you start, you can't?
Well, you have to just make a new character.
Oh.
So once you create your character on server whatever, on server Kill Jaden, that's your server. That's where your character is. If you switch servers, you have to make a new character. If you want to switch sides, you have to make a new character. If you want to switch classes, you have to make a new character. Which isn't really, I mean, that's not really unheard of.
Yeah.
Like, you know. But I was playing in the entry area and the starter, the tutorial area, and there was somebody in there that was like a higher level than me, probably farming. And I was fighting an orc or something, I don't know. And all of a sudden, she comes out of nowhere. She like pops out of nowhere, like stabby stab stab, and then disappears again. And then I see her pop up like attacking somebody else. I'm like, holy crap, what class is that? I want to be that one. It's apparently it's rogue, and it's one of the top classes. I don't know why I missed it, but it was so I might make another character who's rogue, and rogue could be either side. Fun fact.
Nice.
That is a fun fact. This has been a great conversation by four people who don't understand World of Warcraft.
Right. No. Yeah. Stabby stab stab. That's all I caught. Stabby stab stab, and I'm sold.
Can we make stabby stab stab an emo?
How do we make an emo out of stabby stab stab?
Well, I always talk about cutting off like balls and stuff. So can't we just make one with me going like this? Like, you know, stabby stab stab.
Curtis, you want to drop the news track?
Yeah.
Drop that sick beat.
There we go.
Emma's telling the news.
That always makes me so uncomfortable.
Nailed it.
All right, so we got some newsy news stories today. We're gonna start with the only one that matters, the only one that counts for anything. Spyro Reignited Trilogy has been delayed to November 13th because we can't have anything good in the world.
Why?
We'll get into that. But so September 21st was supposed to be the date. We are ready. We are waiting for it. We are just like, we have days counting down. And then August 17th. So yeah, yesterday they were like, oh, by the way, we're pushing it back to November. Fuck you.
Okay. All right. So
can we flip tables yet?
You can flip your table all you want.
Go for it.
Nobody's flipping tables on this side.
I'm freaking pissed. I've been so excited about this damn game, and I've been working on a costume for this damn game, and they delay it. And I just wanted my freaking Spyro. Like, just
I was
give me my
mad.
Candy. Here's Let me have my cake.
Here's a question that you guys may not want to answer. Devil's advocate, would you rather have them release the game not ready, have it be buggy, and then ruin this childhood game of yours that you've been looking so much to playing?
You mean another Assassin's Creed with no face?
Yeah, but Spyro just showed up and it was just blank purple.
So here's the thing. We'll get into the whys of this a bit and we'll talk about that side of it. And I have an opinion there. So in my notes, it literally says heading Spyro delayed first bullet point, just 5 straight minutes of crying. So we got to make some time for that real quick. well, let's just get past that. So Toys for Bob co-studio head Paul Yan said the change was made because, quote, the trilogy needed more love and care. And that was really all they left it at. They were just kind of like, we want more time. It needs a little more TLC. It needs some, you know, some polishing. And they really didn't give us any more than that. They were just kind of like, this is what it is. We'll see you in November.
My, that's so specific about what needs to be done before the game comes out and the reason why.
So specific. However, there was a YouTuber by the name of Yong Ya who says an inside source told him that the delay is due to fan backlash at the discovery that 2 of the 3 games would need to be downloaded if you buy a physical disc. So basically, if you bought the disc, like a physical disc, and it's supposed to have Spyro 1, 2, and 3, Spyro 1 is on the disc, 2 and 3 you would still have to download from the internet. At that point, you're like, why the fuck am I even buying a physical disc then? Yeah. So it kind of fucks over anybody who lives in like rural areas who can't download things, who don't have the download speeds to download full games.
True.
Or who lives in my house and can't download a goddamn thing.
We have 0.5 download speed.
So apparently the time push is to ensure that all 3 games can be on the same disc. Their source says that the developers never wanted to have only 1 game on the disc, but Activision pushed them to make that deadline of September 21st. And if they were to make that deadline, they were never going to get all 3 games on. So they had originally, they had a meeting with Activision a while back and basically told them, you know, this is the deal. We would really love an extension on this deadline. We don't want to say that this is the release date because we can't get this done by then. And Activision was just like, go fuck yourself. Like, you're putting this game out on this day. So after it was kind of found out, there was like a graphic, like an ad for the game, and it kind of said like, you know, asterisk fine print, like 2 of these 3 games will need to be downloaded off the internet, like requires content installation, and people got pissed. So after that, they had another meeting, at which point Activision was like, all right, here's your delay that you can have. So I'm not mad at the developer, I am mad at Activision, because Activision should have given them the time they needed in the first place instead of telling us that we can have this game on September 21st.
No, that was a question, not a high five. I'll give
you a
high five.
I was high-fiving you.
So what you're saying is they took us into the candy shop, said you can have whatever you want, and they're like, oh, psych, we're going to come back. Like,
and the people making the candy were like, hey, they can't have all the candy they want. But the owner was like, just let them in. We want their money.
I feel like this analogy is falling apart.
It did. I lost it a little bit.
It's a candy store.
So am I wrong to say that if Activision had said, you know what, you're right, let's push back the release date, then it would be coming out in November anyway?
Yeah, no, that's my point, though. Because they didn't give them the timeline, or they didn't give them the extension they wanted, they announced that it was going to be September 21st.
Oh, so you're upset because you got excited for the earlier date and then decided, actually, we can't meet that deadline like we said we could.
Right.
So we're going to push it back.
So the developers asked them before they announced the release date to move it back, and then they said no. And then after they put the release date out, they're like, oh, just kidding. Like, once we have, like, 4 weeks to go until it comes out, about a month. So keep in mind, take this all with a grain of salt. This was, like, an anonymous source, well, not anonymous to the guy, to Yong Ya. He said that he was provided with adequate credentials and that they told him about all of this a week before it was announced. So, like, well in advance, they were like, August 17th, you'll have this announcement, you'll see it. So, could be legit, could not be legit. We're just going off of what we see because they have not given us anything. But yeah, so that's apparently why it's being delayed.
So, I'm not a developer.
No.
But I don't understand how hard it is are they adding anything to the game, or is it strictly HD remake?
Well, they're remaking basically the whole game.
So they're going in and upping. Okay. Well,
so it's not like they're taking the existing game and just being like going into a settings bar and moving the graphics up. Like they have to recreate the entire game.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well,
isn't that
what they did with Crash Bandicoot?
Right.
So follow up question: how expensive are like, the game can't be that big because it's an old game so the game itself is smaller, and then adding HD to it could not have made it that much bigger.
They're not taking an old game and adding HD. They're making a new game.
Right. But even still, I feel like it wouldn't be that much bigger. How expensive are CDs? Why don't I just buy 3 CDs for each game? And then, like, you know, when you can go to Walmart and get, like, the $5 bin, and, like, there's, like, a trilogy. it's one case.
Wow.
It's one case, and there's a trilogy in there. You know, like, the Oceans movies. You can go and get Oceans 11, 12, and 13 in one case. Why don't they just do that with Spyro?
It's not a problem of the...
Does it really look all that professional?
It looks so professional.
It's not a problem of the space available on the disc. You can fit all 3 games on the disc. That's fine. It's the time that it takes to put the game on the disc and not have it downloadable.
Okay.
Because if it's just something that you're downloading, they don't have to worry about programming it onto the disc. But they need extra time. Right. So, and then the other side of that is that games 1 and 2 are pretty much done, but apparently 3 has quite a bit of work left to do, mostly in the programming.
There it is, folks.
Yep.
That's why. My original theory was that somebody just missed an end tag in the code, and they had to spend 2 months to go through and find the line of code where they forgot to do the end tag, and that's why Spyro is green right now instead of purple. All right.
Conspiracy.
I
guess
I like whoever's in chat that's like, yeah, they just have to flip the HD switch.
Yeah, Corey said that.
Can't be that hard.
Yeah, Corey said that. That's the ticket behind crossplay with Sony, flip a switch, ticket behind Spyro HD. We know, people. We know your tricks. It's switches.
You just put the game into your original PlayStation 1.
Yep.
You add a setting in for HD. Boom. The game now works on your PS4.
Done.
That's how remakes.
I don't see how hard this is. We could be developing so many HD remakes right now, guys.
Apparently, we're in the wrong business.
We're in the wrong business. Somewhere in the gaming industry, there's a room full of switches, and they all have different labels. Crossplay.
Those damn
HD.
Oh my god.
Crossplay. Oh, Jesus just, Christ.
The trick is it a button or is it like an actual like a light switch?
Is it like a dimmer? Are there levels?
Oh, is it slide? Oh, so you can kind of cross play, but it's buggy, or you can just go all the way and cross play?
You only like halfway on the HD switch, so you can do clap on later.
It's a clap on. It's a clap on.
That would be, you clap on and you, HD. Oh, crap. That was the cross play. Hang on, clap off. I'm trying to clap on the HD. cross play again. Sony fans are like, what the hell? Anyway, sorry. Emma, continue.
So that's about that for Spyro. We'll see Spyro hopefully November 13th. I'm very disappointed, but that's where we are.
I hope for all of our sakes that it comes out on November 13th.
I think Ivy and I will simultaneously destroy the world if it gets delayed again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have zero down my mind.
Fire and ash, brimstone.
We have enough fires in California, Ivy. We don't need any more.
Oh my god! Crap. This has nothing to do with it. Maybe for after. I'll save that for after.
Stay tuned after the show, everybody.
All right, so... Next up, we have, not only do we have new Anthem details, we have a lot of new Anthem details.
So many Anthem details.
We have a lot of new details on Anthem. So Mark Dara is an executive producer at BioWare, and he's just been on a fucking spree of tweeting. Like, he is answering, if you want to know something about Anthem, tweet at BioMarkDara, D-A-R-R-A-H, on Twitter, and he'll fucking tell you probably. Because he's just answering questions left and right. So we've got a bunch of like little bullet points that we'll go through real quick. So when starting the game, so we've talked about Anthem before, and there's different classes, which they call javelins, because you're the same character, but you wear different suits. And the different suits do different things, like classes. So when you start the game, you are a ranger, and you have to unlock the rest of them. So it's not like something like WoW, where you pick your class when you start.
Okay.
You start as a ranger, and you have to unlock the rest of the javelins. Multiplayer will be all online. There is no local multiplayer, no split screen, which, I mean, isn't really surprising in this day and age. There will be in-game achievements, so beyond, like, your PS4 trophies or your Xbox achievements, there will be things to do in the game that, I presumably unlock different things. There's apparently no time limit on missions, although he did answer that with no ... I don't think any of them do. So
what do you mean by time, like no timed missions?
Right. Or... So like you start a mission and it's like, okay, you have 45 minutes to do this, you know, or okay. You fail. So he says there's no time limit on any of the missions, he thinks. When you're playing in a party, all loot goes to all party members. So like if you kill a boss and there's like a really rare piece of loot on him and you pick it up, all of you get it.
Okay. That's cool.
Sounds like. He answered a question about underwater combat. He says there's no underwater combat, but there are underwater creatures, so like passive creatures just to kind of add to the environment and the ambiance, but there's no underwater combat. You won't be killing anything down there.
Weapons if you attack one of the creatures.
That is my question. Mm. It's like, is there combat, or like, is there no combat, or do they just not fight back?
We'll see. I need to reevaluate my life because I just had the same terror thought that Emma did. And we've seen Emma's Minecraft videos. We've seen the terror that she goes on.
I have not seen this. I must.
Oh, we'll send, oh, we'll send, send you clips.
Please do.
She's demolished a village.
It's fine.
Oh, you mean like the villagers?
Oh, yeah.
Like the guys with the long noses?
Yeah, yeah, she's killed them and taken over their house.
I needed their house. I'm okay with that. It's fine.
I'm okay with that. I actually find Minecraft very soothing. I like watching other people play Minecraft so I can go to sleep.
It's nice. It's cool. I appreciate it.
The music's great.
But yeah, so the no underwater creatures, yes, but no combat. There will be some sort of AFK detection, so I assume that you'll get kicked if you're AFK for too long. Respawn is disabled in boss areas. So when you're playing the game, there are checkpoints for respawn, mm-hmm. or you can be revived by your teammates, kind of like Halo. We've been playing in Halo. But when you get to a boss area, respawn is cut off. You have to be revived.
Yeah.
So if all of you go down, all of you go down. Pilot skills are universal between javelins, which I assume means there's like almost like a skill tree. But like if you're in a ranger, your skill tree doesn't change because you moved to a different javelin. Your skill tree is your skill tree. It's based on your person, not on the javelin.
Do the javelins themselves have skill trees?
I don't believe so. But, you know, ask Mark.
I'll tweet him.
Ask Mark. He'll fucking tell you.
Marky Mark.
Javelins will have full color customization. So whatever color you want.
That's cool.
Apparently, you know, go for it. Some parts customization. He said there's 4 javelins at launch. Which I assume probably means we might be getting some more javelins.
That wording does seem...
He was very specific to say at launch.
Okay.
The codex. There's going to be a codex like there is in the Mass Effect games. If you've played Mass Effect before, similar concept, but it won't be voiced. The story. This was one that I was excited to hear about. The story can be done alone. You can do it solo, which is good because I prefer a game like that. You can do it with other people or you can do it alone. However, strongholds and other what they call elder game stuff cannot. You have to do that with a party.
Okay, so that's basically the equivalent of like a raid.
Right.
You have to do a raid with a party. Ivy, what are you cracking up about?
Fucking agent sent me links to videos.
Oh.
Oh my god, killing a school of dolphins. Why?
They fucking go after you. They come right. If you kill one of those dolphins, they're all coming after you. God. They all gotta die.
Emma Skies and Honey, I Zombified the Kids coming this Halloween.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
Oh, man.
That one was a nightmare.
Those are beautiful.
Yeah. So, Pocket said it too. So, basically, like Destiny raids.
Yeah, basically like Destiny raids. Also, no modding. There won't be any mods in this, which I'm not surprised about. And then that's kind of where I had to stop the list. I was like, this is too much. I can't list all of these. If you would like to see all of Mark's answers about Anthem, check out @BioMarkDara on Twitter. That's DARRAH. And he'll answer all your questions.
So...
Well, he'll try. There are some things that he can answer.
Before I get to my concerns, what he did say, we were talking about this before the show.
Right.
And he said that there's like a disclaimer. He put a disclaimer.
Yeah, he had a thread. I wish I could pull it up because I didn't save it. That basically said, like, you know, these are some reasons we might not answer your question. It's things like, it's a surprise. We won't answer it. If it's bad news, we won't answer it, which is kind of like, that's an interesting thing to say that you just flat out won't answer it if it's something they don't want to hear. Interesting.
Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense from a PR standpoint.
I mean, it does. It's just weird that he publicly like was like, oh yeah, we're not going to tell you if you don't want to hear it.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense.
I'm trying to pull it up because I am not prepared. And then other than that, there was kind of just regular stuff. If it's something that he's contractually not allowed to say, if it affects SEC regulations and he's not allowed to say, you know, kind of the normal stuff.
Did you ever figure out the revenue thing?
No, I did not.
Okay, so what was that? It was if...
So if it affected revenue recognition on an accounting sheet. And I was confused because I understand we're not going to get too much into this, but when in accounting, revenue can only be recognized when a certain in a specific accounting period or a specific quarter or whatever.
Right.
Revenue can only be recognized when it meets certain conditions. And I am not quite certain how releasing a piece of news affects revenue recognition. If anybody in chat knows or has an idea, feel free to let us know, because I was very confused. I did tweet at him, so we'll see if he answers my question.
So, I do have a concern. Anthem has looked like a fun game from the first time I saw the cinematic. But my concern with him going on this tweeting spree is that we had a game not so long ago where one of the main guys went on a tweet spree and talked to the media and was like spouting all this information about how it's going to play and what it's going to look like and what you're going to be able to do and all this stuff. And we know how that went out. Talk about No Man's Sky. So I'm a little concerned that he's a little too willy-nilly with the information here. I don't know. Ivy, Curtis, are you guys excited for this game?
No, not really. not the type of game that I'm in. I have no interest. I have no interest in this game. But anytime people do get like uber, super, super duper hyped, it's kind of like, are you trying to hype this because something might not be good with it? I don't know. Time will tell.
I like to wait until after a game comes out and just kind of see how it goes and get, you know, feedback from friends who have already played it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before going in and buying the game. So I'll usually wait like a couple weeks or whatever and then just kind of see how it is. I mean, Overwatch actually took me like a good 6-7 months before I picked it up.
Me too.
K9 Fang in chat is saying the only way that he's going to play Anthem, or sorry, that they're going to play Anthem 2018, is if there is no microtransactions, and if there is PvE as well as PvP.
Didn't they announce at E3 that there are no microtransactions? Because like every fucking game was announcing that.
Yeah, because that's how they start out. Hey, I'm David Webb from EA. No microtransactions. I'm really excited to show you guys the games that we have for you at this year's E3. And didn't they already also announce that there's no PvE at launch, if I remember correctly?
Ooh, I have no idea.
I think they did.
But I hope not. I don't like that.
Not PvE. Sorry.
Oh.
PvP. That okay, there's no that PvP at launch.
That's a very big difference.
That is a very big difference. Anyway, yeah. All right, well, I guess we'll see. So far, they have not pushed the date back yet. Again, so February 22nd, 2019.
So far, we'll
so
see.
So far.
We'll fucking see. All right, if you have a PlayStation, this might be a great time to buy games. They have a sale called Attack of the Blockbusters that's going on right now that targets AAA titles. So 200 AAA games and add-ons are currently on sale for like up to 40% off, I think. It's like I wouldn't call it a Steam sale. I don't think there's quite, you know, there's nothing that's like 90% off, but it's like Steam sale light.
Steam sale. Well, that'd be nice if I had a PlayStation, but mine got stolen, so.
RIP.
I can't take part in that. So.
Wow, way to bring that up, Emma. God.
Yeah. So God of War.
Tell us about it.
God of War, Injustice 2, Persona 5, they're all going for about $35-$40. Uncharted, The Lost Legacy, and the complete edition of Horizon Zero Dawn are $15. So there's there's tiers. There's some of this shit that's like super on sale, so I'm probably going to check it out.
The Lost Legacy.
These are all PlayStation exclusive games.
I don't know if it's exclusives.
I don't think so.
No, because Injustice 2 is an exclusive.
Yeah.
So it's just anything on PlayStation.
The Lost Legacy, that's the newest one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe so. That's not the DLC, is it?
I don't think so. I think that's the newest one that has Nathan Drake's not in it.
Okay.
I haven't
played Uncharted, so I can't speak much to this, but
I played maybe half of the first one.
Oh, so you totally know.
I'm on that stupid boat level. I can't get past it anyway.
But sale ends 8 a.m. August 28th, so you've got some time. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
I don't play my PlayStation enough.
Mine's disconnected right now. Well, I had it connected.
That's because PC and Xbox are master race.
I appreciate that you added it and Xbox.
I'm an Xbox girl.
Math doesn't add up. I'm going to throw in a story real quick. Yeah, we're going to talk about, so really quick, I have to throw in one esports story, guys. NBA 2K League announces expansion plans as playoffs begin. So if you guys didn't know, NBA 2K League is, it's the first, esports league that is centered around traditional sports. So what, Curtis, you know what the number is right now? How many teams have it?
I want to say it's a little over half.
A little over half, yeah.
So, like, sometime around, like, I want to say, like, maybe 16 teams. I'll double check. I'll fact check.
So 16 NBA teams have a esports NBA 2K League that are like affiliated with it. Like, we're in Sacramento. Sacramento has the Kings Guard, is the NBA 2K League, or a team for the NBA 2K League. And basically they play the game as like themselves, basically. They're not playing, like, nobody's going in there and playing as one of the Kings in the game. They're playing as like non-professional sport, like non-professionals in the game.
17 teams.
17 teams. They are adding 4 expansion teams. So the new clubs will be affiliated with Atlanta Hawks, Brooklyn Nets, Los Angeles Lakers, and Minnesota Timberwolves.
Nice.
Oh, snap.
The names for the teams weren't yet released, but it brings it up to 21 teams in the league. Mm-hmm. The league draft in April, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said that he expected all 30 NBA franchises to have affiliated NBA 2K League teams by the third year of the league. So, I think, that, I mean, Curtis, what do you think? You're a huge basketball fan.
Yep.
What do you think about this league? Like, I like the way it's structured, because it's being ran like an actual sports team. Yes. Much like, you know, Overwatch League is very similar.
Yeah.
But this is tied to an actual traditional sport, which to me has pros and cons. But what do you think about it?
Adam Silver is a very forward-thinking and progressive commissioner. Of a league, I believe he's the best manager of any sports league in America, at least. I like the fact that he's picking it up, because as we say, some people struggle to give esports legitimacy, or think it's a legit type of sport. Well, here you go. At this point, it's fastly taken over football. So let's say the, arguably number one sports league in America, adopting, bringing in, welcoming and inviting esports to the point where it's giving it legitimacy by, tying it and marrying it to its own league. Adam Silver, also recently, they were able to bring in sports betting, for the NBA. So all these types of things, he's looking at these other little groups, the things that are next to sports, the things that are connected to sports that people like to enjoy along with sports, and he's bringing them in. So I think it's incredible. Mm-hmm. It's just really a matter of time. He's been doing the same thing with like the developmental league, the G League, the Gatorade League, and the NBA, making it so all 30 franchises have a developmental team, and then also now we're going to get the NBA 2K team. So it's par for the course, and like I said, I just love the fact that it's like, hey, the NBA is as legit as it gets when it comes to sports.
Right.
Well, here you go. Like, it is partnering with esports and bringing them along.
So with esports, of course, we've all heard the argument, people are saying it's not real sports, they're not athletes.
Right.
Why would I watch this versus
skill.
An actual sport? It does take skill, and I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying like that's a common argument.
Yeah.
So let's take that. Let's take esports, and now we're basically mirroring an actual sport.
Yep.
Like, playing devil's advocate, why would somebody sit down and watch somebody play a video game of basketball versus an actual game of basketball? You know what I mean?
Well, especially with the generation, that we're in now, like a lot of people who are very fervent about basketball, like when there is no, like we're in the off season right now, like the draft has already happened. Games aren't going on. There's not a lot of news, coming out about sports. But what is going on right now? 2K. So people that are still fans of their teams still have something to get behind to kind of get us through what us NBA fans call this drought.
Okay.
Until the season starts back up again. So, again, it's just, it's looking at every single way that it's like, okay, hey, you miss basketball right now. Cool. You're into basketball because of this. Cool. So it's bringing those people in and just basically being an extension of it. And we know the younger generation, so many of them play games. It's a natural thing to want to play. All my younger cousins and everything, they all play 2K or they play FIFA. But in the case of NBA 2K, now they're looking at it like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I can be gaming and I can be working on my game. And if one don't work out, I can slide into the next. And it's like a legit thing now. So it gives them hope, of having this as a career as well.
That's one thing that I saw when news first broke about this being a thing. Mm-hmm. Was, you have to be a certain build, you have to be in a certain amount of shape, you have to have certain skills, and you have all of this that goes into being a professional basketball player.
Yeah.
And then you have the aspect of being discovered on top of all of that.
Yep.
Whereas you just have to be discovered as an NBA 2K player, but it's not, I want to say it's easier, but there's less limitations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anybody, mm-hmm. not anybody, but more people could pick up a controller and get really good at NBA 2K and try out for a team.
Right.
More people could do that versus, like, I mean, I could do that. I'm not saying I'm good at it. I've never picked up the game, but
right.
I have a better chance of doing that than picking up a basketball and saying, you know, I'm going to go try out for the Sacramento
Kings. The barrier to entry is much lower.
Thank you. That's exactly.
But the pool is also larger because, in theory, everybody that plays basketball, you know, also has the ability to pick up a controller and play.
Right.
That would actually
be really cool.
Yeah, exactly. And there are a lot of, like, even our Kings team, like Frank Mason, who's, you know, one of our backup point guards, he's a known 2K player. Like, all these guys really play 2K. You know, I mean, literally, Hassan Whiteside 2 seasons ago, I was upset for him for saying, you know, hey, I'm working out and trying to get better in the gym so I can get my 2K score up. and he literally, like, had this crazy dominating season. His 2K score went up. He made a shirt about it, and he got a max contract, like $100-some million extension. So it's like, it's crazy how, like, even the athletes within the game play the game as well. It just makes it, you know, like, encourages the other people, not just the younger generation, to want to play along as well.
I think it's great. I'm really glad that I think that Overwatch League kind of overshadowed it because mm-hmm. I think it had a wider audience spread than it. You know, it had a shorter season. Looks like they started May 1st, and they just wrapped up the regular season. They're going into the playoffs right now.
Okay.
So I think they had, you know, it was shorter, but I'm glad it's working because, like you said in the very beginning, it makes it more legitimate when it's tied to these teams.
Yep.
And not only is it working, but it's growing. Yes. And it has plans for not only year 2, but year 3 as well. So I think it's cool. I definitely want to get into it next season and start.
Winchester, you know, actually brought up a good point. Winchester said their favorite thing about esports is that people with disabilities can easily use a controller designed for their disability and be on par with everyone else.
100%.
That's awesome. Yeah, exactly.
That's really cool.
It's very inclusive, you know, in that regard. Absolutely. Like you know, Webb said, there's less limitations. You know, it really does open it up. So people who have mm-hmm. a love for the sport, if there's something, you know, in this realm that, you know, disables them from playing, Not in this arena. So that's an awesome benefit.
Emma, what else we got?
So you'd added this one in. So we have pretty much solid confirmation that James Gunn will not be coming back for Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yep.
I don't know that any of us really thought he was gonna come back after. I mean, I didn't.
I didn't think so.
I figured Disney was gonna stick to their guns. I honestly was holding out for hope that maybe Disney would see the wrong in their ways.
Yeah, so we'll get into, because I think all of us have sort of differing opinions on this. There's a lot of levels to it.
We all have a overarching umbrella opinion, but we each vary, like,
slightly
detail wise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So to get into the nuts and bolts, there was like rumors that Marvel was trying to get Disney to let him back in. Especially after the cast put out like that big open letter, you know, they all signed it. I know Dave Bautista has kind of been going off. He's like, if we don't use this script, I'm not even going to be in the movie. I want them, like, I know I have a contract, but I want them to get me out. So after a meeting between James Gunn and Disney Studio Chairman Alan Horn, it appears that Marvel and Disney will not be reinstating James Gunn as the director of the upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Variety reports Gunn and his UTA reps pushed hard for him to be given a second chance, and Horn decided to take a courtesy meeting on Tuesday. Apparently, the meeting was pretty solid. It was, you know, it wasn't, you know, a blow up or anything. Seems like it was civil and professional. But sources have claimed that Horn will not be changing his stance, and they will continue production of Guardians of the Galaxy 3 without James Gunn.
Which
doesn't seem surprising.
That's heartbreaking.
So, okay, Ivy. So we'll start with you. What do you think? Were you holding out hope that Disney was going to reverse their decision?
I honestly hope that they would have, you know, because the whole thing is, he said a lot of cool stuff, okay, and I'm all for, you know, yeah, like, if people screw up and do stupid stuff or say stupid stuff on social media, yeah, absolutely, they do need to be outed or, you know, suffer the consequences for their actions or whatever. But we're talking about stuff that occurred like 10 years ago or however long ago that Disney has been aware of. They know about it or whatever. They know about it. They knew it happened. He's been outed for it already on social media in the past and has apologized for it on multiple occasions. And not just that, has also changed who he is as a person, has grown as a person, you know, and is no longer the person that he was when he first made those comments. He also immediately went and issued out an additional apology, which to me, the way I read it, it seemed very sincere and very humble. You know, and like, hey, you know, I'm willing to take whatever, in essence, punishment is given to me. And, you know, I've spoken to a lot of people that are close to the actors themselves because of that part of what I do with conventions and whatnot. And they all feel the exact same way. Like, hey, this happened like ages ago. Yeah, it was messed up. Absolutely. And he was outed about it and he talked about it and everything back then. But why drag it out right now after he's already apologized? He's already gone through all of that hell, but people want to dredge it up all over again. Like, do we not believe in any semblance of forgiveness or redemption in somebody? You know, that's like saying, you know, you put someone in jail for stealing and now they're reformed and they don't, you know, they don't steal anymore. You're going to say that, okay, they can't hold a job anymore. They can't do that because they did that in their past, but they have since changed their ways and they are no longer that person. People change, you know, people can change for the better. And he has absolutely changed to be an amazing human being and humanitarian.
I think there's two unfortunate, like, kind of bright sides to this. Like, the question of forgiveness is super important because right now, you know, one of the positive things is, like, if something happens, if someone, you know, does something that's improper, that's not right, that's offensive or whatever, you know, right now our society is really good about accountability, holding people accountable for that.
Yeah.
But now the question is, like, okay, we've gotten pretty good about holding people accountable and we could still get better. There's still other people that need to be held accountable for things, and ourselves included. But once we hold someone accountable, and then, like, so now where is the line where we can see that they're reformed? Where is the line where we can say, okay, we all agree that that's in the past, and, you know, we, you know, as a principle, we don't have to bring that up anymore. People obviously will dredge things up for the sake of conversation and narratives, but, you know, as a community, we don't have to bring that up anymore. They're past that. We moved on, and then that thing has been, if not forgiven, at least as a community, at least satisfied. We moved past that. That's a very interesting, you know, question that this thing is bringing up. The other unfortunate good thing, and I'm trying to look at the positives out of it because I don't think there's very many positives out of it.
Well,
this might actually be a good thing for DC because he can go over there and those movies that have been struggling, they could easily inherit a very good filmmaker. And
true.
I want to see the DC movies get better. I've been enjoying what Marvel's been doing, but I'd really like to see DC get a boost outside of what Patty Jenkins has done.
This is true. Yeah. I do want to add something the chat did say. Mm-hmm. Was they were trying to draw comparisons between what Roseanne did and what James Gunn did. And the difference is that James Gunn said these things a decade ago. Roseanne said her crap very recently.
Right.
She's an obvious racist, you know? So there's a big difference between posting crap and saying crap right now, and that shows who you are right now in this moment, right, versus what you said ages ago and apologizing and making a point to make positive changes to make yourself a better human.
Right. Whip.
Oh, okay. No, I was actually just going to say, Emma, what?
Emma, I mean, yeah. I'm kind of, you know, I don't really care. I mean, I love Guardians of the Galaxy. I think that James Gunn did a fantastic job on those movies, and I'm sad to see him not be in 3, but I never expected them to bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and we were talking about this earlier, I think the only person who doesn't seem vocally angry about this is James Gunn. Because yeah, he seems to understand. Like, he is taking it in stride. He's like, all right, you know, I did these things and I apologize, but, you know, I'm paying for it.
Right.
And he's not, you know, he's not going out there and having a big sob story. He's like, you know, this is what happened. It is what it is.
Right.
At least as far, I mean, I don't know how much he's involved in what the actors are doing or if he is at all. I don't know. It's Disney had a right to do what they did. I think it's very clear that it was just a cover their ass thing. This is not, they don't have a moral, that's what I'm saying, is they don't have a moral high ground because either one of two things happened. They either are terrible at vetting directors and they didn't have somebody that did the job of looking into this before, which I highly doubt from a company as big as Disney, or they hired him knowing about this and they decided that the risk was worth the reward.
Yep.
And that now that the risk has paid off or the risk has come to bite them in the ass, they're changing their minds.
Yes, very convenient.
So Disney has no moral high ground on this.
Right.
However, you know, they're a private company that has a right to not employ somebody that is now kind of seen to be like
hurting their reputation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ironically, I'm wearing my freaking Disney ears.
Like, wow. Way to be the bad guy, Ivy. So a couple of people in chat are saying, like, you know, James Gunn's going to be fine. He, you know, he's getting paid to walk away. And I don't think anybody is making the argument that he's going to be hurting from this. That's not on the table at all.
Yeah.
For me, my frustration is a lot of, like, what Emma was saying was, like, the fact, the timing of it. Like, this was said so long ago. It's been addressed already, and then Disney had to have known about it because Disney is not a dumb company. They're going to look into somebody before they actually hire them, and the fact that they had to have looked into them, they had to have seen this there, and they looked past it, and then because somebody, you know, wanted to cause shit, drudged it up, and now they're like, okay, well, now we have to cover our ass. Like, that's the part that I think is a little messed up, and when I was reading the article, and I put it in the show notes, it might sound a little conspiracy theorists, but I think the timing of it is interesting. So, like a week or so ago, we had started hearing rumors that Marvel, specifically Kevin Feige, was going to try and meet with the executives at Disney that are behind this decision and try and get James Gunn at least reinstated for the third Guardians. And when they had this meeting where it was kind of confirmed, like, nope, our decision's final, this is it, Feige was actually out of the country. I don't know. I've been watching a lot of lawyer shows. So it could be a strategy that the one guy that he had in his corner, you know, that could maybe make something happen, was not able to make the meeting. But it could just be a coincidence. I don't know. I think it's, I think, honestly, decision, you know, now we know the decision's final.
Right.
You know, I don't want to say, you know, let's move on because, you know, if you want to be upset with it, then you could be upset with it, but. You know.
I'm upset with it.
I just am excited for them to announce that Taika Waititi is going to direct Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
I am curious.
If it's not him, I have no idea why it wouldn't be. Because I think they're still using James Gunn's script.
I hope they do that for continuity.
Yeah, they're using his script, and he got 7 million severance.
Yeah,
and because that was what Dave Bautista was threatening. He was like, he said he was going to walk if they didn't use James Gunn's script.
Yeah,
that's something else that they're talking about in chat was Dave Bautista just firing off, you know, and
he's in a
contract, and he even said that, you know, but somebody pointed out that after this Fox deal, Disney is going to basically be owning about half of the box office,
which is ridiculous.
So
sounds
like
a monopoly.
Yeah,
it's damn near. I was surprised. Like, I mean, not really surprised. A little surprised that went through all of the government regulations. Like, nobody's citing antitrust laws on any of this. We're just gonna let this happen. Okay. Cool.
I mean, it's Mickey Mouse.
It is.
Anyway. Yeah, but look, Disney has produced so much racist content itself.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
way
God.
Back in the day.
Have
absolutely.
They apologized for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, and people still buy their products.
Yeah, and they've been forgiven.
Disneyland. We still support anything Disney. I'm wearing Disney ears right now. You know. But that's the thing though. It's, you know, you're looking at one guy who did this a long time ago. And yet you yourself as a corporation have done all sorts of racist crap and produced all sorts of racist content. you know, a long time ago too. But yet, you know, how is one okay and the other is not okay? You know, like if you're going to do something and pass judgment across the board, don't just make it okay for you.
Convenience.
I mean, they don't, they recognize their racist past. That's why they've, you know, they don't put out, like, if you can't find
and
the original
James
Fantasia
Gunn recognized
anymore.
His really, really horrible comments.
Yeah.
I mean, the Disney stuff was also like 40, 50 years ago.
True.
All right, everybody. Well, you hear the wrap-up music. That means the show is coming to an end. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you are not out here at twitch.tv/videogame_bang, you are missing out. Make sure to check us out. If you are watching the show, but you have not subscribed to the podcast already, go ahead and open up your phone right now. Go to iTunes, Google Play, wherever it is that you get your podcast, and give us a 5-star rating. Leave a comment. We really appreciate it. It's as good as handing us a piece of gold.
I'll take the gold too.
But really, we want the 5-star. That's the... Okay. All right. It's missing the point here, everybody. Ivy, where can people find you next? Do you got any streams coming up? Any conventions? What do you want to plug?
Let's see. Next stream, I'll be streaming... What day is it today? Saturday? I will be streaming tomorrow on my Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/IvyDoomKitty. Hit me a follow on there. I will also be at SabotinCon, which is in Phoenix, Arizona, at the end of the month. I have a few other shows that are to be announced, convention-wise, which I cannot say just yet. They have to announce them first. So, yeah. Otherwise, follow me on all social media platforms under Ivy Doom Kitty, and my 2019 calendar is currently on pre-order for sponsor packs. So, check that out on my social media, too.
Curtis. What you got?
I'm not going to say when I'm going to stream because I feel like I've been jinxing myself. So,
same.
It's Emma knows the feeling. But Emma's actually been streaming, so make sure you guys check out her streams. I'm sure you will. Me, just keep your notifications on. It's going to pop up. You're going to be like, what? This guy Curtis is alive and he's streaming? Oh, this is great. So just keep them on. But some reaction videos and stuff's coming. I got to revamp my channel, and I might be hitting you up. Skies for some help with some of that stuff.
Oh yeah.
But what's up with your schedule? What's up?
I make my schedules on Sundays, so every time you ask me on a Saturday, I have no fucking clue. twitch.tv/MSKies. I'll be on this week. We're getting into crunch time on this cosplay that I'm working on, and my schedule will be up on Twitter hopefully tomorrow. twitter.com/MSKies. I almost said twitter.tv. All my shit is MSKies. Just search
MSKies everything. I will be going live tomorrow afternoon. I just finally, Pocket, you're gonna be very happy about this. I finally got emotes. So they're live, they're there. I got emotes, I got sub badges, I revamped my whole layout. So come watch me, twitch.tv/webslinger1. And then we will see you guys back here on Wednesday for the Wednesday show for Ivy Doom Kitty. Curtis, Emma Skies, I am the real David Webb, saying I will catch you guys next time.